Hey, I'm Tina Tuffy from the Sooth, and I'm back again. I was kind of telling you all that I would be back with my poetry, and I'm really back, you know. I mean, I couldn't go to sleep somehow. You know, I remember I told you about my inspiration, and it happens at the odd hours, the night, not the day. And it's like right now, it's like kind of 1 p.m. and not even 1 p.m. I'm sorry, this is like 12:20 a.m. And I'm having a great time. I had a great time at the studio today doing a voiceover for a documentary. And it was fun doing that because the lady wanted so many variations and it was good. I mean, she wanted in fast in some, slow in some, with emotions. And she kept on saying, okay, throw your voice, throw your voice. Oh, that was that was like cool. Anyway, so you know what I was telling you about my poems and about how I wrote this poem, and I don't know when I wrote this. Now, don't ask me when was this when I wrote this poem, but it was kind of I think it was interesting because it's called The Flute, and it was about it's about an old man who plays the flute, and somehow a lot of people like it. A lot of people have commented on this poem, and I think I like it myself too after I've written it. And once you get all that appreciation, it really starts kind of rubbing onto you, and you say, oh, okay, here comes a good poem. This is what I wrote. Maybe it's really good. Okay, I'll read it out for you guys. The flute. He was just aging, the wrinkles on his forehead and hands showing, a lock of gray hair curling, with eyes like the blue mountain mist. He played a rhapsody on his silver flute under the evergreen tree, while all else was mute, dreaming others' dreams. Youth possessed him to love the Sphinx, till he was punished with a venomous sting, hissing and spitting fire on his wonderfully innocent face. He walks now the path his fathers had tread, for the great blue sky beckons him to mingle in its great heart. One misty morning, 'twas when the little girl found upon the green grass the silver flute. She played and played on it till sleep overcame her. A smile cracked upon his wrinkled face. He retreated once again to vanish in the golden clouds, just being born above the setting sun. I don't know, I somehow like this poem because it's all about colors, about his eyes being like the misty mountain, and about the setting sun, about golden clouds. I like it. I like a lot of colors in my life, and in fact, talking about colors of life, I have really, really loved the color red, and red has been one of my favorite colors for quite some time now. I love to wear the red bindi whenever I'm wearing a sari or a mekhela chador. That's my traditional Assamese ensemble, and I just about love to wear it with anything. And there are so many different colors that I like. In fact, I like pink, and I like blue, and I like black, and in fact I love all the colors. All the colors are beautiful. They really, I mean, God has given so many beautiful colors that, you know, it's really difficult sometimes to decipher what exactly you don't like. So talking about like and dislike, I mean, there are sometimes I wonder, like, what do I like and what I don't like? You know, when I'm in the best of moods, I almost like everything. And it's like the most beautiful feeling when I'm in the best of moods and I'm filled with love and warmth and compassion. It's like I like everything. But when I'm in a really bad mood, it's like, ooh, it's not nice. It's really not nice. Nothing seems to be so good. I mean, I think it's a way of coping with things and how we deal with things when we don't like something. It's not that we really do have to give our attention to it, so much attention that we, I mean, that's what it overtakes us. But I think what's important is that we should try and ignore it if we kind of dislike somebody. I mean, no, not disliking somebody is also not so, I don't think that's so important at all. Well, I mean, life is beautiful. Why do we have to go disliking somebody and liking somebody and talk about it and gossip about it and make a big human cry about it? Anyway, talking about life, I have this lovely poem, which is called Life Itself, Life. It goes like this. A tansy bloomed, dawn just breaking, streaks of golden rays melting the dew, an infuriated ladybird waking its inmate, an ingenue peeping through the window. The stream reflected a kingfisher's weight. Dawn on the beach, the boy waited, looked with his big brown dog for shells. Yeah. I just like this poem so much because it's so much about hope and anticipation and dreams and, about the little boy waiting and looking with his big brown dog for shells. I think that's so nice. We all wait for a new dawn, for a new day. It's all about hope. It's all about dreams. And I think that's what it is all about. I think it's all about passion that, if we just keep on with our passion, it will lead us to some place that we've always dreamt of.